The personal views you are about to hear are the personal views of Kira Lawrence and her guests. None of her views are associated to any of the organisations that she is associated with or works at.
Everybody, and welcome back to Kira's Pink Sparkle podcast. And tonight I'm delighted to be joined by the one and only Chesney Hawkes. Hi, Chesney.
Hi, Kira. Nice to see you again.
And you.
Yeah, it's really lovely to see you. It's been a little while. When was the last time we talked?
So the last time we talked was, I think, the second year of the COVID pandemic.
Oh, it was that far back. So like maybe 21.
Yes.
A couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been a little while. And actually, what I thought was if we did it, actually, you know, now things have slightly changed. Things have slightly got better. So I thought it'd be nice to do a fresh new podcast. So, yeah.
Perfect. Let's do it fresh.
Yes. So my first question is, what are you up to work-wise at the moment? What are you up to?
Well, actually, I just got back from the UK. I'm back in America now. And I headlined, I don't know if you saw it, but I headlined the New Year's Day parade.
Yes.
In London, which was really a big show. It was like 250,000 people out on the streets. And
wow.
I was on a moving float with my band. So that was fun. Just trying to stay on my feet was the hard thing. But yeah, the rest of the year, I have a big headline show at the O2 Forum Kentish Town on the 31st of May, which you should come to.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to buy tickets, so I will be there. I've just seen it online. So yeah, I will buy tickets.
Fabulous. It's my first major headline show in London since the 90s. So
amazing.
I will be there. I've got all sorts of fun things planned. Good. It'll be lovely to see you. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. Like, I'll be in the mosh pit. Like, I've decided I'm going to be downstairs standing. I'm going to literally be rocking out with you. So, look out for me.
Oh, I can't miss you. Can't miss you.
I'll be in bright pink. So, you can't miss me.
I'm sure you'll be wearing pink.
No, you won't miss me. I'll be down there. Yes. Brilliant. I will be there. Don't you worry.
Fabulous.
Brilliant. And so, obviously, we haven't spoken since the pandemic. So, kind of, what music are you working on? Have you got anything new coming out in the next year?
Yeah, I do. I have a new album coming out. The single, I hope, will drop sometime in the spring. And then the album, hopefully, following later in the year. So, I'm very excited about this album. It's written with a guy called Jake Gosling, who was the man who discovered Ed Sheeran. So he's a great writer and producer. It's a very exciting project that I'm so happy to let loose on the world.
Amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. And I've just seen you've got a mug with a drink in. So I'm going to join you.
What have you got? Oh, I know that ugly mug.
I thought it'd be nice to kind of show my new mug off.
Well, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. And obviously, we have to talk about the one and only, because we did in the last one.
Okay.
So, obviously, for me, I was around 12 when that came out. And I think I told you last time, I had your poster up on my wall. Yeah,
well, 12 years old, you were target demographic back then, Kira.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I take it my poster is no longer on your walls.
Sorry.
Who did I get replaced by?
Oh, now you did ask me this last time, and I've got a feeling that it was. So I kind of had a series of who I liked. I kind of had like a It Dip Sky Blue kind of series on my wall. Yeah. So first I had Matt Goss from Bros. Then yeah. I had Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Then I had Nathan Moore from Brother Beyond.
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Then I... Don't tell him. Then I had, I think, like, you. Then I had, like, E17. Like, yeah. All the 90s boys I had up.
Yeah, take that up there, probably, yeah. At some point. Bit of Robbie. Yeah.
Bit of Robbie, bit of Mark. Mark Owen was my crush. Yeah. I'm going to be very open about that. Mark Owen was up there for quite a while. Sorry, Mark. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be very happy about it. You ran the whole gamut of British pop, didn't you, really? And American pop.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I remember, like, I was a demographic girl who went out every weekend with her pocket money and bought smash hits. So I bought smash hits every week. I had posters up. I had the tapes playing. Like, I was, like, smash hits demographic. Like, I really was.
You were that girl. Yeah.
Yes. I had everybody who was in Smash Hits on my wall. So yeah, I went through a phase of boy bands, girl bands, everybody.
Simpler times, Kira. Simpler times.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the world's changing in the music industry now. Like, it's not just pop anymore. It's rock, it's R&B. Like, I feel like the music industry is really changing at the moment. There seems to be lots of different styles.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was always different genres. You know, perhaps you're kind of more exposed to it. Maybe social media has kind of picked up a little bit more on different styles of music that you weren't exposed to when you were your young smash hits self.
Yes.
You know, I mean, because, you know, even in the early 90s, you know, I remember when Nirvana came out, you know, that just kind of like took, you know, smashed everything that came before and, you know, leveled the whole kind of playing field, you know, and I love it when things like that happen. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm very lucky because obviously I'm related to the Edge from U2. So obviously over the years, I've met lots of pop stars and rock stars through him and Bono. So I've met people from Kylie Minogue right through to Noel Gallagher. I've met Lenny Kravitz. Like, I've met all these amazing people in the music industry. And, like, it's just, like, you talk to them and just, like, you're like, really, am I here? Am I talking to you? And you have that real surreal moment of, oh, my God, look who's in that room and I'm in the same room. Like, it's really strange.
Yeah, of course. Who's your favourite over the years, Kira?
Oh, Kylie Minogue is my idol. I'm going to have to say Kylie's my idol. I did have a bit of a crush on Jason Donovan growing up.
Okay. Did you get to meet Jason?
I did meet Jason, yes.
He's a lovely man. He's a friend of mine.
He's lovely. As
well.
I actually went to see him in Greece in London recently.
Oh, how was that?
Lovely. Really, really good. He was playing Teen Angel.
Of course he was, yeah.
So, of course, after the show, everybody ran round to the stage door because they all wanted to meet Jason or Peter Andre, because Peter Andre was also in it. So, like, this crowd literally gathered around the stage door and poor security people literally had to, like, hold people back from the stage door.
Yeah, it happens. It's a big show. It's a big show. And, you know, two big stars and two lovely guys as well.
Yeah, it was really, really great. It was a really great show. And, you know, they were brilliant in it. So I was like, that is my childhood mate. Because I'd seen Jason and Joseph years ago.
Oh,
and
you did?
And to see him in Greece, which is their two total opposite shows, it was really nice. It felt like my childhood had come back again. It was really great.
Sure. Yeah, how wonderful. Yeah, no, he's done really well in the West End, Jason. Yeah. Yeah. I played Joseph, you know, once. Twice,
Oh, I
actually.
know, I remember.
Yeah. That was good times. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And how's your lovely family? Are they all well?
Yeah, everyone's well.
Good.
As you know, I have three kids, so we spent Christmas here in LA together,
Lovely.
which is a rarity these days because we're all spread over the world. You know,
Yeah.
my daughter's in Scotland and my youngest son's in London. So it was really nice to have that time as a family here together.
Right. And I was suddenly thinking the other thing that we talked about in the last chat we had was when you were working with Roger Daltrey. So one of my friends did say to me today, can you ask him again about Roger Daltrey? So I'm putting this question in about Roger Daltrey. What was it like to work with Roger Daltrey?
Well, Roger, I mean, I met Roger when I was like, 17 years old. So it was quite daunting because, he's a very much, the wild man of rock. He's a huge rock star. So, but he put me at ease, took me under his wing, looked after me, gave me some great advice, regaled some stories of when he toured with the Tremolos, which is my dad's band. Back in the 60s, and stories of my dad, which I thought was quite funny, but no, he's a nice guy, lovely man, and we're still in touch now.
Right. If there was anybody in the world that you would like to work with, who would it be? Do you have any like role models that you'd like to work with?
Is that dead or alive?
Yeah, either.
All right. Well, the one person that I would have loved to have met and worked with, there's two actually that stand, side by side for me. The first was John Lennon. I grew up listening to John Lennon, and I have a history with him, which I'll get into in a second. But my second one is Prince.
Okay.
For me, still the greatest musical artist that has ever lived. Nobody ever touched him and his talent. It's kind of amazing how much talent was just wrapped up into that little body of his. So those are my two. But the reason I'm such a John Lennon fan is that obviously I grew up with John Lennon and Beatles around because my dad was a rocker, a 60s rocker.
Yeah.
So Beatles were ubiquitous to me. But we lived in the same town as John Lennon when I was a kid. I never met him. But my dad actually managed to get John Lennon's piano. So
Right.
we actually I grew up playing John Lennon's piano. That's what piano that I learned to play on. So I have that. Always felt like I had that connection. Imagine was the first song I ever learned to play, and it was actually on a piano that John Lennon owned. So there's my connection.
Wow. That's amazing. I have a slight connection with one of the Beatles, because after I got married 10 years ago,
Yeah.
it turned out that one of the Beatles married someone else at Leatherhead Registry Office where I got married. I think it was George
Probably George Harrison.
Harrison
Yeah.
married Patty Boyd.
Yes.
And we got married in the same room.
Oh,
So
how
that
funny. Was
yeah.
there a little plaque on the wall saying George Harrison married Patty Boyd here in 1972 or whatever it was?
There's a photo there,
Yeah.
and kind of like it's, yeah, there's a photo in there. But it wasn't until after our wedding that we knew. And so then my dad told me. And I was just like, I wish I had known because
Yeah.
obviously then we would have, decided on playing a Beatles song. We
You could
could
have
have like a
you could have
Beatles song.
played something in The Way She Moves, that's George's
Yeah.
most famous love song.
Yeah. I was like, darn it. So if we ever renew our vows and we go back there, that's the song that we're having.
Perfect. I love it.
Brilliant. So like I was going to ask you, obviously. Now, I think you're a patron of the White Lodge Centre. Is that, are you still a
Yeah,
patron there?
I am. Yes. Now, the
Amazing.
White Lodge Centre is very close to my heart. I've been a patron of theirs for getting on for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I first visited that place, 20 years ago. And it's a respite for families with kids with disabilities, but it's also for it's for adults as well with disabilities too. And it's just one of those beautiful places that you walk in and, you know, everybody is so lovely and just trying to help these families that are in need. And you kind of doing the tour and meeting the kids, I used to do music therapy for the kids in the nursery, which was wonderful. But like, if you visit this place, I defy anyone that visits that wouldn't want to help afterwards, you know. So yeah. I've done many an event. I've attended all sorts of events at the White Lodge Center, you know, in aid of raising money and awareness for the place. So yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Fantastic. And it's really important to me because obviously I am a person with a disability. I have a learning disability, so my disability is different to other people with a disability. But I really find it important to raise the message of actually, we're just like anybody else. We have ambitions like anybody else. We have dreams and goals like everybody else. And I'm a patron of some other Surrey-based charities. And I'm really proud to be a patron for those charities because they're close to my heart. So the two charities I'm involved with are include.org, who are based in Redhill, and they're for people with communication difficulties. And I'm also a trustee of a charity called Head to Head Sensory Theatre, and they deliver sensory theatre to families who have children with quite moderate disabilities and SEN. So I'm really proud to be linked with them.
Wonderful, Kira.
So of course I go to their events and I help raise awareness. Yeah. So
those are two beautiful charities by the sound of it. And there's a, you know, I've been in many sensory rooms over the years. They're so amazing. Yeah. They're so beautiful to witness the kids or anyone in there to, you know, because you have to reach people in different ways. You know, that's why I love the music therapy. You know, I remember playing guitar with a young boy who was blind and deaf. And and he had his hands on my guitar, and he could feel the resonance of the guitar, and you could see him kind of react, you know, to the feel. It's an incredible thing. It really is. Mm. And so well done for doing that, and you know, raising money and awareness for those charities.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. I did panto in Redhill once.
Oh, did you?
I can't even remember what it was. Cinderella, I think. I did Cinderella. Yeah, okay. I was Prince Charming, of course.
Okay. So one question I was going to ask is, would you ever do The Masked Singer? Would you do it if you were asked?
I'm very much up for anything, really. You know, a challenge like that. Of course. Why not? Never say never for these things.
Because the other day,
how do you know I'm not on it now? I say nothing.
Okay, I'm going to be guessing you this weekend, and when it's back next Saturday, I'm going to be going, I know who that is now. I'll be like, it's Chesney Hawks.
I say nothing.
Okay. I'm sure it would be a giveaway. I'm sure I could guess you, like, if you were. So yeah, I'll be.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Cute. You know me now, so.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll know who it is. I'll know what he looks like and how tall he is and what he sounds like and what he looks like. So yeah, I know it's you.
Perfect. I'll give
Brilliant.
You.
Brilliant. And so yeah, like, I guess, like, have you got any plans kind of post next year? Have you got any new music after that you're thinking about? Are you working with anyone interesting?
I mean, I'll always have projects, you know, for sure. But obviously, this year I'm concentrating on this new album and touring for this album. I have a documentary crew following me around, so that's in the works as well. You know, I'm one of those people that has lots of, you know, fingers in different pies. So I have a musical that I've written, I'd like to get that off the ground. I started writing an autobiography as well. So, you know, watch this space. Who knows?
Okay. Well, once you've got your musical up and running, if you want to hire somebody.
Well, yeah, of course. Would you be stage manager?
Yeah. I'll boss everybody about.
I thought you would.
That can be my role.
That's it. Yes. I had you. I've got you nailed, Kira.
Yes. Stage manager. Hire Kira. Yes. Done. And I'm good at socials. So if you want a social person, I'm good at socials.
You are good at socials. That's something I've noticed.
Yes.
Your feed is always there. Whenever I, you know, open up Twitter, I'm like, oh, there's Kira.
Yeah.
With someone famous.
Yeah. I try and be really positive on my socials. I think it's really important to be social. But I've had this thing recently where, because I'm starting to get quite a big platform now, I've had to separate my work account to my personal account. So, like, people who follow me for work follow me for work. And now I've got a whole new audience for my social side of my platform. So, yeah, like, my social platforms are taking off now.
I'm so pleased for you. And you deserve it. You really do.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, with that, I'm going to say thank you so much, Ben, for coming on and saying hello again. I really appreciate your time, Chesney. And I wish you a lovely day in America.
Well, thank you. You can, as you can see, the sun is out. It's quite. I look like I'm kind of faded out here, don't I? So,
no worries.
Lovely day.
Yeah, and you.
It was lovely, lovely seeing you.
And
again.
You. Take care, Chesney.
I'll see you on Twitter.
See you on Twitter. See you at your show as well.
And see you on the 31st.
Yes, I'll be there.
Tell all of your thousands of followers to come and see
me. I will. You. I'll be down the front. You won't miss me.
You got it. Pink.
All right.
Bye.